Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Watch out. Okay, black, black on black, black, my thoughts so black, I'm black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black, black whip with this black bitch.
Black,
so black on black on black on black on
black, black, black on black, black, my thoughts so black, I'm black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels black, in this black, black whip with this black bitch.
Black,
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 black on black on black on black on.
Hey. Black out the coupe, hop out the roof when I run into you. Thoughts black as the dark side of the moon. Won't be no truce, won't be no truce. At your funeral in an all black suit. Couple white girls walking all black too. Me and man marching in all black boots. Call up the troops, call up the troops. Punch you in the mouth, then knock out your tooth. I can tell when they not telling the truth. Talking that shit, nigga, what you gon' do? What you gon' do? What you gon' do? Back and I'm black and I'm acting brand new. Niggas in the back like, oh word. Diamonds all black like, fuck what you heard. Fuck what you heard. Fuck what you heard. Spilling some Hennessy black on the curb. Just for the memory of the deceased. When I black out, I've awakened the beast. What it's gon' be? What it's gon' be? You don't wanna fuck with a nigga like me. Bet you never seen motherfuckers so black. Nigga, I'm black on black on black on black on black. Black, black, black on black. Black, my thoughts so black. Black, black, I'm black. My skin is so black. I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black,
black
whip with this black bitch.
Black,
so black on black on black on black on
black. Black, black, black on black. Black, my thoughts so black. Black, black, I'm black. My skin is so black. I'm rocking all black. Everything is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels black, in this black,
black
whip with this black bitch.
Black, on black, bitch. Black, I feel like Trayvon, with this black hoodie on, Huey P. Newton, black revolution, I'm with a Nubian queen and some illegal aliens, I got a black fist balled up and it ain't just me, it's all us, 400 years of oppression, I'm about to give me that black Tesla, black skid marks on the pavement, cops wanna see me in a black cage, black on black on black, Master Juba with the tap dance, Gucci with the dapper dance, tell them kiss my black ass. Riding on a dyno with the black mags. Just another black man trying to stay up out the cask. Yeah, black don't crack, matter of fact. Where the fuck are 40 acres at? We black on black on black on black on black. Black, black, black on black. Black, my thoughts so black. Black, black, I'm black. My skin is so black. I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black,
black
whip with this black bitch.
Black,
so black on black on black on black on
black. Black, black, black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels
black,
in this black, black whip with this black,
black
bitch,
black,
so black on black on black on black on.
You hear it off the beaten path. Good morning. Good morning. It is Thursday, March 15th. Smack on the Ides in the Ides of March, in the middle of Women's History Month. You're just listening to Black by Buddy. It might be my new anthem. We're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory here deep in the woods of UBC's campus from CITR.ca. If this is your first time listening to Off the Beaten Path, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we like to do here. We like to talk about a little bit of the local news. We like to talk about the national news. We like to talk about news which crosses over borders, which we have an interesting story today. And then we like to talk a little bit about some global news and, you know, educate the people and bring you a little bit of knowledge into your weekend and into early next week that you might not have had, you might not have ever thought about, and hopefully bring you a new perspective. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Sometimes we have some interesting interviews. I have some guests in here, some really smart people. Yesterday was we had a global sustainability conference here, and I had the opportunity to talk to a few people. So in the next coming weeks, you'll be hearing some of that. Sometimes we like to have some of my friends in here because particularly in daylight savings time after we spring forward, you know, it's dark and sometimes it gets lonely. But sometimes I like that, just being in here by myself, being able to talk and bring you the people exactly what you need to know. We like to start off with the weather here in beautiful British Columbia, because if you haven't noticed, you know, we're getting out of winter, so we're getting into the springtime, and the springtime leads into the summertime, and the summertime is really, it's just so beautiful here that it's hard to not get excited, particularly when you have a week that we had, and the weekend was absolutely beautiful here yesterday. If you haven't noticed, if you don't follow me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, you wouldn't have seen a picture of the beautiful sunset at Kisano Beach. And for the next 5 or 6 days, we'll be able to take lots of those pictures. So if you follow me, be wary, because I feel like it's like springtime is like stunting season for Instagram, particularly if you live here in the Lower Mainland, or if you live up the coast, up to Howe Sound, up to Squamish, you can continue to stunt on people as well, because the weather is so nice. It's there's really nothing like it. It will be 9 degrees today, and 10 degrees tomorrow, and 9 throughout the weekend with partially cloudy, but not much rain. So this weekend will be nice to get outside and do something. Like, it's almost will be a taste of what's to come in the springtime, because next week, starting on Wednesday, it's 80% chance of precipitation throughout the whole week. The great part about this time of the weather is that we used to have to, you know, through the winter months from October to February, you have to exchange the rain for it being not frigid outside. But as we get into the springtime, that's not the transaction and the trade-off that we have to make any longer. So I'm looking forward to that. There's a lot going on here in British Columbia. So, you know, when we talk about the Lower Mainland, and particularly the news that we talk about here, it's usually focused on housing, homelessness, drugs. And this week, we have a little bit more that we, a little bit more. So, if you listened to last week, so last week we talked about a woman who complained that her child's school was promoting anti-racism in a manner that made her feel uncomfortable about her whiteness. And we asked her to call in multiple times. She did not. And, I mean, for reasons I'm sure we all know, that obviously she doesn't want to come in here and or call in and discuss her anti-racism campaign, because that's exactly what it was. However, what we have seen is that this is another instance of snitching. So I feel like we might need to add snitching to the repertoire of what we should look for in the BC news, because there seems to be a lot of it going on. A Whistler woman on Tuesday found out that she owes $500 in fines. And it's interesting considering the fact that she is the one who called the police. So a Whistler woman who was driving up the one, the Sea to Sky, happened to be behind a student driver and basically called the police on the student driver because she felt the student driver was driving too slow and not able to maintain the speed limit. As the woman harassed this new driver and is probably scaring the shit out of her. She called the police and she admitted to the police that she was taking videos of how poor the driver was driving and how she passed. And then she's had pictures and videos and then how she passed in the right lane. And so the police officers took that into account. What the woman was not aware of was that the student vehicle, like the when the students are driving like the driver's ed vehicles, they have rear view cameras. And it captured her whole behavior. And she was then given a fine for a $109 fine for crossing the white line and then another fine for $368 for using for the use of an electronic device while driving. So I feel as if we are learning a good moral here, which is something that this woman should have learned a long time ago, which is to stop snitching. It just seems, and like I don't normally like to applaud the police, but I feel like this is a manner in which police officers have gone above and beyond to do something that I personally would like to see more of. I would like to see more people who call the police on silly shit get hemmed up with, you know, fines themselves. Like, all too often, we hear about people who call the police and they're rewarded by the police officers feeling like they have an obligation to adhere to whichever, like, the behavior that this person doesn't like. I saw a story on Twitter where this man was sitting next to a woman on the airplane, and she had her feet up on his tray table, and he asked her to put him down, and she then complained that he was impeding on her comfortability and was given a voucher, which I felt like was an egregious, but I feel as if that is the same woman who would complain, who would call the police on something, and I'm tired of seeing those people get rewarded. So it's nice to know that maybe this will stop people from, it will just be like a snitching deterrent, because I feel we don't want all snitching to go away, because listen, sometimes you know, you have to stand up for what you believe in, and even if you what you believe in is snitching, and if people have to feel comfortable with that. But people like this woman who snitched on bad, on not even a bad driver, just on a new driver, they should have to be made to think twice. And if you are a driver who uses your phone while you're driving, you should be wary, because the in New West, so New West is right outside of downtown Vancouver, a driver was given two distracted driving tickets within 7 minutes, as I don't know where he was going, but it seems like neither did he, because he continued to have his phone out even after he was given his first $368 ticket and then was subsequently given another $368 ticket, 7 minutes apart. And he received 8 points on his driver's license. And if you don't live in British Columbia, but you want to know about, you know, boring insurance rates here, listen, British Columbia's insurance is so ridiculously high, and I feel sorry for this 22-year-old male, because he won't be able to rent a car or drive his own, because the insurance is going to be too expensive. When we get back, I have a lot of good music for you guys this week, so I'm going to try to cut the stories a little shorter, because we got such great music and we have such so many stories to get through. We have a funny story. I mean, it's not really funny. It's kind of sad, but it involves both Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, and the United States President, Donald Trump. Stay tuned.
Purple sky, 4:44 a.m. About to burn this Jake with some Z's. Country fat band, send my pants, shawty dance. Pop, 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 like she dropped it in grease. She says, we know, lately it's been so boring. Her
a lot of exploring. She let me in the water like chlorine. Clearly than chlorine. Daily it feels like a morphine. Fame like a drug, your fame's like morphine. Internet just me morphine. Take a break, let me break you. Oh, face like break a bone.
It's how they carry sure I'm so right.
Take a break, let me break you. Oh, beat it up like Billy Jones.
Johnny, I turned up, that's Panasonic. All learned up, shout out my mama. Overseas, spreading holy seeds. Hope for peace, can only hope for peace. I've been magazine cover posing up. No fatigue, can't help but notice it. From Magnolia to Mongolia. Hope the cops don't come approaching us. My man, she got wounds on him. Plus, he just got laid off, so he more vulnerable. Plus, we in this month, more lit than four corners. She tossed me them bikini bottoms, and I gave her more barnacles. Pour up, get a room, do it like St. Louis do.
Purple sky, 4:44 a.m. About to burn this Jake, get some Z's. Country fat band, set my pants, shawty dance, pop, like she dropped it in grease. She says, me no, lately it been so boring. Heard you do a lot of exploring. She let me in the water like chlorine. Cleaner than chlorine. Lately it feel like a morphine. Fame like a drug, your face like morphine. Internet just make morphine. Take a break, let me break you. Oh, face might break a bone.
It's how they carry sure I'm so right.
Take a break, let me break you. Oh, eat it up like Billy Joe. Run me, she rollin' like a Cadillac. Wanna cut, I got the better legs. In the future, she rush on run. Put my city right back on run. She push it like a battle rocket. Baby, I'm not gon' knock it. No, last thing I do, actually, boo. I see the passion in you, action. If you ever been down to the loop, crowds got me feeling sport. Crown got me feeling raw. Chevron done off the oil. I went from employee to employee. Had to get the well of the greed. I grew up with crazy like Orlando Burn. They wasn't expecting the key. Purple sky, 4:44 a.m. About to burn this Jake, get some Z's. Country fat band, set my pants, shawty dance, pop, like she dropped it in grease. She says, me no, lately it been so boring. Heard you do a lot of exploring. She let me in the water like chlorine. Cleaner than chlorine. Lately it feel like a morphine. Fame like a drug, your face like morphine. Internet just make morphine. Take a break, let me break you. Oh, face might break a bone.
It's how they carry sure I'm so right.
Take a break, let me break you. Oh, beat it up like Billy Joe.
Take my dignity, my dignity, my young. Today I am dignity. Take my dignity, my young. Dignity, my young.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, East Arian. And if you like to listen to me and you have missed an old episode, you can follow on mixcloud.com/offthebeatenpath, or you can go on to citr.ca/offthebeatenpath. You can find a link to both of those on facebook.com/otbp20xx. And if you like hip-hop music, if you like the newest hip-hop music, you can tune in on Tuesdays from 8 to 10 at Crimes and Treasons here on 101.9 and listen to myself, Jamal Steele's Horsepower, Relly Rels, and Homeboy Jules. So, what we have been learning, particularly I feel like in the early part of 2018 and in the late part of 2017, is that women have dealt with a lot of harassment, particularly at work, where you wouldn't think that this is a place where women are safe, because we know just like the history of workplace, workplace professionalism, and just pretty much how our society has been. Like, if you are surprised that women are harassed at work, you probably should look into your own behavior. And so if this is like the first time, you were hearing about it, like with the Me Too campaign, maybe you should probably check to make sure that there are no complaints about you, because I feel that it is pretty hard to have a conversation with someone or a woman at work and really not once ever hear a story about that. And so if a woman is not comfortable telling you about those types of things, then maybe you should look into yourself. However, on the CBC this morning, what we have seen is that this has broadened beyond, it's broadened beyond entertainment, and it's broadened beyond like Hollywood and into the like regular sphere of what like normal people do for work. And so there is an article which profiles Susan Lomas, who really started the hashtag MeToo mining campaign after talking about her own experiences in like the male dominated industry such as mining. And so this is interesting because I've going to school here at UBC and doing my MBA, I encountered a few women who have been in the mining industry and talking about some of their experiences. This is seems to be very common. So it is like all of these things coming to light is great if the industries start to address some of the issues. And so I feel that this is something that we have seen happening. Particularly, I saw yesterday that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, even though they personally have had some complaints about them, are starting to put more, starting to put diversity clauses in their riders, really trying to mandate that these places are safe work environments and safe and more inclusive. And so that seems to be a good change in the right direction. And I feel like this is something that needs to be particularly watched, not just during Women's History Month and not just now, but it seems to be part of the discussion going forward. We're talking about how people can feel comfortable at work. And I think that once this expands from just women and starts talking to a bunch of other, a lot of other minority groups who feel very similarly, and it will be interesting to see how it is received. So moving on to 2026, the World Cup. 2026 World Cup has been put out for bid for lots of cities, and so the United States, Mexico, and Canada are in like this like joint bid where they're trying to get like an entire North American bid, and Vancouver was one of the cities in Canada that was going to host games: Vancouver, Edmonton, Toronto, and Montreal. And what we have seen is that Vancouver yesterday just backed out of hosting games, talking about the risk, and people are mad. Particularly, the president of the Vancouver Whitecaps says that this will be a missed opportunity to showcase Vancouver on the grand scale, which is very interesting because Vancouver just hosted the Winter Olympics in 2010. So I'm not really sure how much more eyes need to be on Vancouver. Particularly, I hope that they're is as little eyes as possible because, you know, I enjoy living here and we already have enough issues with foreign buyers trying to purchase places. I don't think that we need more unnecessary tax increases to try to pay for the World Cup games and all of the things that come with it. If I don't know if you guys have noticed, but in 2014, when the World Cup was in Brazil, they built all those stadiums, and it's only 2018, and those stadiums have fallen apart. Not only have they fallen apart, but they haven't brought the type of economic growth that is projected. And I feel that it's been a few years since the FIFA scandal, and if you don't know that FIFA is corrupt by now, and you decide to do business with them, like, and if you decide to promote business with them, like, or within your own city, you're probably just a little foolish. So not only did the British Columbian government reject the World Cup, you know, they're continuing to reject the Kinder Morgan pipeline. And if you were over the weekend, there was a huge protest. Tens of thousands of people came out to Burnaby to protest and to show that there is a large public outcry, basically, that doesn't want the Kinder Morgan pipeline to come from Alberta all the way through to the BC coast, bringing their crude and, you know, gross oil to, and like, I think it's bitumen, all the way to the BC coastline, because it puts the millions of people who depend on the coastline at risk. And so what we saw is that the Albertan economic minister recently called the BC government a bunch of shitheads because of the basically because that they're listening to the people and have put a halt on the construction of the BC pipeline. The Albertan government is also trying to file an injunction with the government of Canada to try to get people from stop protesting the pipelines, which they believe is in the interest of national security. And like, they believe that this is a priority, obviously, because people in Alberta depend on the burning of dinosaur fossils to to sell. And while I understand that maybe in Alberta it is necessary to have options to sell your bitumen, you know, particularly maybe to China or to someone other than the United States, but I feel like that's something that you should have thought about, you know, before you lived in Alberta. You know, I have a little sympathy for these Albertans, but when I say a little, like just a tiny little bit, I feel like the BC coastline is linked to my identity. Like, I really enjoy living here because of the manners and the extensiveness that we go through to make sure that we live green here and we live next to a pristine coastline, and we try to do our best to make sure that it stays that way. And there are measures in place by the provincial government that ensure that. And we already are putting the stress on the environment with the amount of tankers that are going up and down the Howe Sound. So why put all of that at risk just so some people in a province that I'm never going to go to, who don't care about the coastline? And if you didn't know, Alberta's like the Texas of Canada. And so if you have those strong feelings about Texas, then you'll probably have the same things about Alberta. And so I can't understand why the people in Alberta don't understand that the people in British Columbia are just not here for your pipeline going through their, not only going through the provincial, going through the province in general, but also going through indigenous lands, which you're not just putting like the people of Canada at risk, you're putting the First Nations at risk. The First Nations here in British Columbia who live on unceded land, which means that their land was never taken in a treaty, and you must respect them as sovereigns of that land. So I guess when I say it like that, I totally understand why these people in Alberta don't give anything about those lands. But you think they'd care about the tens of thousands of people. It's also interesting that to note that, you know, as we go into some fake media, fake news stories a little later, the media also reported that it was over 1,000 protesters showed up, when really it was closer to 13,000 protesters. So like over 1,000 is a way for the media to not show how much support the protests really had, and to really show how much people don't want the pipeline to come through. So when we get back, we're going to talk about a little bit, like Stephen Hawking died, and I'm going to talk about what that means to most people, but really, since it's my show, I'm going to talk about what that means to me. We got some great music coming up, and you should stay tuned. If you like the music, you can also go on citr.ca/offthebeatenpath, and you can see the track list every week.
Talking about a house party at the 4th. I had time to think, got dishes in the sink. Mama wouldn't let a nigga step out of the house, although she was asleep, passed out on the couch.
think it's my time to bounce. Put on the flashiest shoes that a nigga could find. Don't say nothing to me, it's my time to shine. I reminisce about my sexy chick, but a brother needed to nut, so it didn't mean shit. Usually they teach you about the birds and the bees. We squirrels in high school, something like I sage. Guess who's here, look who's there. I used to be the man way back in the day. To get down was my thing, that's what they would say. Next morning, go to church, repent sins and pray. Me and this baby had an unholy union. Locking eyes ever since I was a junior. I took it as she didn't wanna be seen. Nah, shorty's with me, so I'm living the dream. Started feeling freaky vibrations. My pocket held the information, so I pulled out my phone. Got 12 missed calls. Mama after me, but I don't give a what.
What time is it? What time is it? I don't care. What time is it? 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 What time is it?
As I was walking in snowy December, thinking about my shorty and all the bumping and grinding we was gonna do, my mama kept calling. I wasn't trying to answer. I ain't even make it to the house party yet. And then James called me to tell me how his night went.
Let's end the night in reverse. It's like 6 a.m. Just crept in, crept so my mom stepped in. With a plan with the wood floors, did what they good for. Creep up to creep up, down back to five. Whip full of women asking where the dime at the time. I said a dime and she said, nah, vagina's fine. So an hour went to that and that is all I could tell. In the hotel, smoking what we wrote at 3. Now later, I'm like, I felt like Cheech. Felt like I believed I could fly for the moment. 2 in the morning, bottle right beside me, open. Take it to the head like, fuck it. What great judgments, learn all my words in public. But it's fine, I ain't got a drive, but love it. My eyes are bloody, Mary, I ain't hiding nothing. What a time to be alive, eyes back to one. My cutter's calling often, like let's kick it. Kick back in mind full of fine, how about you women? Can I kick it? Yes, I can.
Hey, back with Alter Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487 at 604-822-UBC-CITR. What you just listened to was Topaz Jones with Pleasure, Passion, Pain, and Lou Phelps, What Time Is It? Lou Phelps, who will be on Crimes and Treasons next week, next Tuesday. The Junos are here, and he is up for a few nominations. If you'd like to find out what the Junos are, if you don't know what the Junos are, the Junos is the Canadian Music Awards. Last year, Kate Renata won for the Best Artist, and Lou Phelps is his little brother, and he's up for the same award. So they might try to keep it in the family. And like I said, if you want to listen to Lou Phelps' interview, we will be doing that next week on Crimes and Treasons from 8 to 10 here on CITR.ca, here 101.9. So before we get into what some Stephen Hawking's news, the there's a Vancouver-based group who is offering a workshop to help sex workers file their taxes. Now, I thought that people went into sex work to try to evade taxes. It's a very interesting concept for this group to, you know, where I think that I think sex work is valid work. And I feel that if it's valid work, then they should pay taxes. But I feel does paying taxes legitimize the work? I don't know. I feel like this is like something type of philosophy question that I feel that I'm gonna need a few hours to really break down. But if you have a well thought out idea on the concept of this group helping these women pay taxes, particularly, I just think I just have an issue like understanding that it's not taxes that legitimizes the work, it's the way that people like stigmatize sex workers that delegitimizes the work. So does them paying taxes help legitimize the work, and are they protected under this same framework that we've set up for other employees and workers in their fields? And so if they don't, if they have the same benefits and same protection, then I feel that they should pay taxes. But if they're not getting the same protection, then I feel that, you know, what are their tax dollars being used for if it's not being for it to protect themselves? And I guess that's where, like, what you just saw or just listened to was me making these connections in my brain. So that's how I do it, guys. It's not magic, but sometimes it feels that way. So Stephen Hawking died yesterday on the anniversary of Albert Einstein's birth. So his birthday, guys. Stephen Hawking was born on the anniversary of Galileo's death. It's very, it's like this very cyclical thing. Like, I think that there should be a APB on all of the babies born yesterday, because one of those kids is going to have a uniquely scientific spirit. I think it's very, I feel, you know, everybody dies. And so we have been like waiting for all of these deaths for a really long time. And so, but Stephen Hawking is someone who I felt like personally, the first time I learned about Stephen Hawking was on The Simpsons. And so seeing Stephen Hawking and then like learning about him and just the outsized like intellectual capabilities of a man that you see physically is very, very limited. I felt like watching him and learning about him and listening to him really expanded my mind to like the possibilities of what disabled people or alternately abled people can do. And so I don't think that part gets talked about. As I saw yesterday about like the remembrances of Stephen Hawking and people talking about like the like particularly about him and about the ideas that he thought and what he brought. And while I think that's interesting, I like, for me, because selfishly or in my mind, really just what he has made me helped me see is just that you know, these physical limitations are just that, they're just physical. They don't limit brains, and so everybody has lots to give and lots to teach, you know. And it doesn't really matter if you can see it or you can understand it. Is that you need to try and find a way to learn how to communicate with people, because there's a good chance they're probably smarter than you. And I feel that it reminds me, not Stephen Hawking, but understanding the capabilities of differently abled people. It reminds me of like Helen Keller. If you don't know who Helen Keller is, in 2018, I kind of don't understand about your elementary education, because I feel like that she was also a very important figure in the idea that just because you are physically limited, you know, or blind, deaf, and mute, doesn't mean that you have to doesn't mean that you're limited mentally and intellectually. So there's a lot of examples of that throughout our history, and I think that we lost someone yesterday who showed that, and also pushed the boundaries of what we think about space and the universe and mathematics. So not even just the idea that we think that these people can, think that people who are differently abled can be valuable members of society, but they can be so valuable, they can push our thinking in so many different directions. So it's interesting because Stephen Hawking never stopped writing books, so you can catch up if you are inclined, or if you can just understand the subject matter. So, moving on to Donald Trump, I have been trying to find the audio for Donald Trump's meeting, where yesterday he basically admitted to not knowing anything about trade with Canada. One of the things that he campaigned on, which was that United States was getting killed with the trade deficit in Canada, and he talked about this at his campaign rallies. He talked about this multiple times, even after being elected. And I'm trying to find it right now. Hold on one second. Trump admits to lying, and surprise, surprise, not the first story. Trump admits to lying about Trudeau. I mean, I feel like we're in a horrible time where you can write in "President admits to lying," and the first story that comes up is not the story that you're looking for. It's really kind of interesting times. Trump admits he makes. I don't think we need the audio. We don't need to hear it. I'm sorry, guys. If you want to find the audio, it will be posted on Facebook.com/OTBP20X. OTBP20XX. So, basically, one of the things that Donald Trump campaigned on, particularly that has to do with Canada, is that the United States is running a trade deficit with Canada, and that put the United States at a disadvantage, as we like to think of our country as a manufacturing country, which exports not only just ideas and but also goods and services as well. And when Donald Trump met with Trudeau a few months ago, they had an argument about whether the United States is running a trade deficit, and Trudeau said no, the United States has a trade surplus, and Canada is running out of deficit. And Donald Trump said, no, you're wrong. The United States is running out of deficit, and Canada is running out of surplus. Well, come to find out, Trudeau was right. Well, duh, he was right because he knew it. And Donald Trump yesterday, or 2 days ago, admitted at a fundraising dinner in Missouri that he didn't know shit about the trade deficit or the trade surplus. He was just making up facts and wanted to tell the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, that he was wrong. And so I feel like this is like another this is like another story. It's so hard to have a week where we don't talk about Donald Trump, but another story where he just doesn't care about the facts. And it not only calls into question about the relationship between the United States and Canada, but also the relationship between other foreign countries and the President of the United States. If they can't, I mean, I don't think they were ever felt that they could trust him. It seems almost as if the entire staff has turned over, less than 2 years into his presidency. He's already lost his chief of state. So Rex Tillerson just was fired earlier this week after disagreeing with the GOP and the White House about Russian intervention in the UK, where Theresa May, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, decided to remove some diplomats because of some Russian operatives operating in their country. So a person who is losing all of his employees, firing them in the old Trump fashion, who's admitted to lying to a foreign leader, not only a foreign leader, but a foreign leader that shares thousands of miles of coastline and does billions and billions of trade, a country which we have a $12 billion trade surplus with, the country that I reside in. And so, like, if you can't trust the president to be straightforward with this type of information, not only just be straightforward, but just to be knowledgeable, just to have sat down with with Justin Trudeau, not even understanding something as simple as whether there's a trade deficit or a trade surplus, it almost makes you question on whether he even knows what that means. And so I used to be in this camp where I thought that Donald Trump was so smart, he was tricking everybody. And like he plays dumb because it allows him to move freely and make claims where people don't know if they should be serious or not, and basically becoming a bully where he can just push his way through. But I'm slowly just starting to resign that idea and just think that this person is an idiot, and he's just been extremely lucky. Like, I feel that when I think about Donald Trump, he embodies what I think of golden retrievers. And if you know what I think of golden retrievers, that's what I think about Donald Trump, except for, no, exactly what I think about him. And if you'd like to call in and you tell me about why you think that I shouldn't slander the golden retriever name, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. When we get back, we have a few quick stories to run through, particularly about the massive protest that took place yesterday throughout high schools and middle schools in the United States, and about how robots are coming for your jobs. Stay tuned.
Spend most mornings trying to get over myself, most of my nights trying to get on to you. I'm here in my room up, here in my room, my head, all of these questions to ask you. Like, do you dance like you fuck? Or do you dance like you make love? Do you dance like you fuck? Or do you dance like you make love? To ask you when I see you. Like, do you dance like you fuck? Or do you dance like you make love? Do you dance like you fuck? Or do you dance like you make love? Do you dance like you fuck? Or do you dance like you make love?
Back it off to Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and that was OK Kaya, Dance Like You. If you are, if you were like thinking about the last segment, thinking about how the President of the United States could go into a room with the Prime Minister and not know something as basic as the trade relationship. Like, could you imagine looking at your neighbor, you know, going to your neighbor's house or having a conversation with your neighbor and not, like, knowing about, you know, maybe the things that you guys let each other borrow? You know, like, if you have, like, a Ned Flanders and Homer Simpson relationship, with Ned being Canada and Homer Simpson being United States, which I feel like now thinking about it, I don't know if there is a more accurate representation of a relationship between neighbor states, but I feel like that one pretty accurately represents Canada and the United States. Like where, you know, Ned Flanders knows pretty much everything about the you know, about the Simpsons. And I was watching the news yesterday, here in Canada on CBC, and they were talking about the special election in Pennsylvania, and not only the special election in Pennsylvania, but they were talking about the special elections that have happened since the 2016 election, where Democrats have been not just successful in winning the seats back, but really has come at the expense of some poor, really poor Republican candidates that have been beaten. It's like we're seeing a, you know, a huge pendulum swing particularly last night, where a county where the Republican in 2016 won by a margin of 20. I think Donald Trump won by a margin of 20% in that district. And then yesterday it came down to less than 1,000 votes, but still that's they made up 20%. In less than a year and a half. And I learned that on Canadian TV. Now, if you watch American TV, I would be hard pressed to find 50% of Canadians who don't, 50% of Americans probably don't know who the Prime Minister is. And I'm going to guess at least 50% of those who do know who the Prime Minister is only know Justin Trudeau because they want to have intercourse with him. So I think that, you know, we shouldn't blame Donald Trump here, you know, for not knowing about Canada because no Americans know about Canada. It took me almost a year living here to know that Canada had more provinces than the ones that just bordered the United States. So moving, we only have a few minutes left. And we were talking about, so yesterday, hundreds of thousands of students across the United States walked out of their schools to protest against gun violence. And surprise, there were lots of students who were threatened with suspension and expulsion for protesting against gun violence, like protesting against guns in schools, which seems crazy considering the fact that there was a resource officer, who's a part-time police officer, who is also a gym teacher, who wanted to teach about gun safety. And in his first class, his gun went off and injured three people. He didn't shoot a kid, but like the bullet fragments hit kids. One burned a kid so bad he was taken to the hospital. And we see how silly that is. So also, two black kids were suspended for videotaping their white classmate calling them a nigger, and they were suspended because they posted the video on Snapchat, and they were put in school suspension for 2 days for cyberbullying. Now, that seems like some ass backwards, stuff. However, it's 2018, so you never really know how those types of things are going over. And Little Caesars took out a patent on a pizza making robot. So if you want to continue to have your hot and ready $5 pizzas,